Rob Zimmerman admits there are plenty of jokes about toilets, but the water engineer for the Kohler Corporation takes the bathroom commode very seriously.
I've heard people say that the toilet is kind of the foundation of modern civilization, that modern sanitation allowed for the growth of cities, it allowed for the decline of infectious diseases.
And now Zimmerman has a handle on a new role for toilets, saving water. Studies have shown that toilets can account for up to 30% of a household's water use. Water prices are going up, and in some fast-growing communities, water supplies are growing more scarce. So the EPA created a voluntary program it calls Water Sense. It aims to get toilets to use 20% less water than the newer toilets you've probably seen that were mandated back in the 1990s. This new generation of toilets goes from 1.6 gallons per flush to about 1.3 gallons and still meets performance guidelines for producing a clean bowl. Kohler and other toilet makers are trying various ways to get to 1.3 gallons. After looking at a 1.6 gallon model, Rob Zimmerman lifts the tank lid on a 1.3.
What you see that's different here, so remember the other one had that red flapper? This canister here, that lifts straight up when you flush it, see, like this. And so all the water can move from all the different directions and go down the valve. It's a bigger rush, and so the actual time that this flushes is a little bit shorter than the other one.
Zimmerman says other higher efficiency models use what's called a dual flush system that sends away one amount of water for liquid waste and another for solids, with an average of 1.3 gallons. Another type is the so-called pressure assist, a louder system that compresses air to force the smaller volume of water out quickly. Under its new Water Sense certification program, the EPA has put out final specifications for the 1.3 models. Kohler is getting ready to submit 6 toilet models for certification, which the EPA compares to its Energy Star program for things like computers. EPA Water Administrator Benjamin Grumbles says the public can be confident about a third-party certification system the EPA has created.
The agency, working with the scientific community and with independent testing organizations, want to make sure that consumers, when they see that Water Sense label, will be able to have confidence that the product will perform well and that it will lead to increased savings, not just in terms of water, but also reduce the water bill and reduce the energy bill as well.
But it may take a while to build that confidence. At a home remodeling show, Bathroom Fixtures store owner Rich Libby said he's seen low-flow toilets elsewhere that have not worked properly.
Some of the Caribbean islands that are desert islands flush on a European quart of water, but they don't clean the bowl. So later on in the evening, for example, at a bar or a resort, the toilets get kind of gamey.
But Libby says he's willing to give companies like Kohler the benefit of the doubt of reliably getting to 1.3 gallons per flush. Like most high-efficiency energy-saving systems, the upfront costs are a little higher. The Kohler Corporation says its new high-efficiency toilets might cost an extra $50 to buy, but estimates the financial payback of using less water could come in just a couple years. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.